It's Monday, February 16th, and I'm Richard Davis with KNU's Local News Now. Federal water managers say the level of Lake Powell could fall to historic lows by the end of the year. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's newest 24-month study predicts by December the lake could, for the first time, fall to 3,490 feet, the minimum level for Glen Canyon Dam to produce power. In addition, officials say by March 2027, Powell could drop to the lowest level on record since the lake was filled decades ago, possibly limiting the dam's ability to release water. In response, managers have been retaining more water in the lake and say further measures will be necessary if drought conditions continue to worsen. Meanwhile, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says the federal government will impose its own plan on how to manage the Colorado River in the coming decades. Last week, the seven western states that rely on the river missed a deadline to come to a new water-sharing agreement beyond this year. Burgum says the plan would include a fair compromise with shared responsibility over considerable water use cuts that'll be necessary as the river basin becomes more arid. Burgum says the Bureau of Reclamation can't further delay finalizing new operating guidelines. The more than 100-year-old Colorado River Compact expired last year. President Donald Trump has nominated longtime hospitality executive Scott Socia to lead the National Park Service. Socia is president of Parks and Resorts for Delaware North, a concessionaire that sued the Park Service to claim the trademark rights to the name Yosemite National Park and other federal place names. NPS has been without an official director for more than a year, and the agency has endured widespread layoffs as part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce its size. Socia's nomination has been met with a public backlash, as some conservation groups worry that he'll continue efforts to privatize national parks. A New Mexico architecture firm has sued a home building company claiming it misused more than $20 million in federal funds intended for Navajo Nation housing. The Navajo Times reports Zenny Home failed to deliver any of the 160 modular homes it was contracted to build. The suit alleges Zenny Home spent millions on consulting fees and other costs unrelated to the housing project, while only partially completing 18 homes that are now abandoned at the company's facility near Page. An accounting report included in court filings identified more than $5 million that appeared to violate federal spending rules. Zenny Home ceased operations last fall. The Indian Health Service will no longer treat tooth decay with dental fillings containing mercury. The agency announced this month that it'll phase out the use of what are known as dental amalgams by 2027. The American Dental Association notes existing evidence does not link mercury exposure via dental fillings to long-term negative health impacts. But advocates say IHS patients shouldn't receive treatment that's considered antiquated in the private sector. Documents from the agency show the percentage of patients receiving mercury fillings has declined from 12% in 2005 to 2% in 2023. A federal deadline's passed for the seven Colorado River Basin states to come to a water-sharing agreement. The dispute hinged on whether states in the Headwaters region would agree to mandatory cuts to their overall supply in especially dry years. The Arizona Republic reports it's a commitment they've so far rejected, in part because they don't use their full allocation as the more developed Southwest does. Governor Katie Hobbs, along with the governors of Nevada and California, issued a joint statement pledging to keep working toward a deal, but noted they had already offered reasonable terms. It makes a prolonged interstate lawsuit more likely. With me live in studio, the man with the winter plan, meteorologist Lee Bourne.
Hey, finally a winter plan to be had out there, Richard. It's actually going to kick in. Believe it. This week is going to go down. Winter is finally showing up for us.
I always believe you. We always do. So I've been, sharpening my axe and knocking the rust off of the snow shovel. What can we expect to wake up tomorrow to from this storm?
Well, believe it or not, we have a big time winter week of weather. Winter's finally showing up in this weirdly quiet winter. And obviously, the rain and snow is welcome. We have several strong winter storm systems in the forecast, and it's going to get pretty serious around here. The first in a series of fast-moving and strong storm systems is due tonight. So, beautiful morning out there this morning. Peaks look amazing. The wind's going to be cranking out there today as the Pacific storms are, you know, cranking into California today. They're right on our doorstep. Mid this evening, we start to see rain and mountain snow develop, I would say, around 8 or 9 o'clock for us in the Prescott-Flagstaff region. And this is the first in a series of storms. Tonight, snow levels down around 5,500 feet in elevation. I think Flagstaff area is around 6,000 feet, the Mogollon Rim into the White Mountains. We wake up, bullseye 6 inches, 4 to 8 inches of snow above 6,000 feet, couple inches possible, down around 5,500 feet in elevation. And the message is rain and snow every single day this week, beginning tonight. Things kind of slowly wind down a little bit tomorrow, although showers continue. We have another stronger, colder storm due right through the brunt of the day Wednesday, and then another one, colder yet, on Thursday night into Friday. So winter finally showing up. This is a big lifeline in this really dry season.
Who's going to get the majority of rain in our listening region?
Well, the whole state is going to see the lower elevations. I would say we're going to see accumulating snowfall with the colder storm systems. Oh, down to valley floors with the one by the end of the week when we get into the Thursday night, Friday time frame. I think even the higher deserts of the reservations in northeastern Arizona are going to pick up several inches of snow. The Prescott region, which hasn't seen any snowfall this season, going to be at 6 inches of snow by the end of the week. I think here in Flagstaff, when you start talking about the mountain towns above 6,000 feet, we're at a foot, foot and a half by the end of the week. And lower elevations that only see rainfall, this is going to be 2 to 4 inches of rainfall at the lower elevations, which is a big mud problem also out on the reservations as well. But, you know, it has been such a bizarrely dry season, and it's been becoming a concern. This is going to help things out in a big way.
When's the last winter that we went with such a break?
You know, interestingly, last winter at this time, you know, here in Flagstaff right now, we're at 16 inches of snowfall on the season. Last year at this time, we were only at a foot of snowfall. Last year, all our snow came in March, which really, like, just, you know, put all of us to ease. But this last winter was going oddly weird as well. And last March, we ended up seeing 4 feet of snow. This season has been obviously a weird one as well. It's been remarkably on the mild side. It's been a warm winter. It's the warmest winter months in weather record-keeping history. So it's almost weird to even believe it's winter out there. But we're about to get a big reminder here, and it's all starting tonight, and winter's about to kick in a big way.
You got me smiling so much here in these totals right, that my headphones are about to fall off. So these strong winds that the National Weather Service is saying will be coming from the south and gusting up to 50 miles per hour, how does that impact the snowfall? And maybe talk a little bit about what we can expect with driving conditions and drifts.
Sure. Well, first of all, there's a wind advisory out there today because there's winds are going to be out of the southwest, sustained 25 miles per hour, gusting 40, 50. These are crosswinds across the east-west highways, the I-40, and, you know, can cause problems for high-profile vehicles. But speaking of the winds, and I'm glad you brought it up, we are very windy today all the way into Thursday, and that's going to cause blizzard-like conditions at times. Not only is the snow going to be coming down, but there's going to be blowing snow as well. Hazardous travel conditions across the high country here all week long, beginning tonight, going into the end of the week. And snow's going to pile up. And the biggest, you know, the strongest waves, once again, are tonight into tomorrow morning, again through the bulk of the day Wednesday, and then again Thursday night into Friday morning. But the bottom line is big-time winter weather on the way, and rain and snow every single day this week, and it does look like it's going to wind down as we get into the end of the week with some sunshine returning by the weekend and a winter wonderland across northern Arizona and central Arizona. Thank goodness.
Hallelujah. Leiborne, always an honor to chat with you. Thanks for bringing us this great news and your perspective and intellect on the weather. Appreciate you, man.
My pleasure.
This is KNU's Local News Now.